This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Chthonians.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Classic.
Big boys. Yeah, big old land squids burrowing. They might be right underneath you right now.
They're not. They're underground. They're very explicitly not land squids.
Well, they're squids of the land. They swim in the land as though it was. What's that?
I guess they do swim in the land, not as if it were water.
Oh, yeah. No, water. Never even say water to these guys.
Yeah.
Also, never expose their young to a burning cigar.
Yeah. That's it for them. Yeah. These things are great.
Yep.
There's so many. This is a really long entry, and there are tons of really great details in this, like how the core of the earth is actually just this writhing mass of these gigantic squids.
So good.
Like squid worms. And then my favorite thing, I think so far in the series, my favorite expression of mind control.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy that you said that you had said that, because I've got my highlight right here.
Yeah. And I'm going to read this couple sentences here about this. Again, this being the season of the show that has more quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is after a Chthonian has used a telepathic control on you. Overcome, the victim is bound to the area where it was physically attacked. At first, the target has mobility of a mile or so, but this progressively lessens as the Chthonian draws nearer, until the victim may not be able to leave a particular room or even a particular chair. How good is that?
That's like, so good.
Like somebody comes into it and they're just like, hey, you know, your friend hasn't been out lately. You go over to his house, he's in his chair. And you're like, hey, man, can you help me with this? I got these groceries I brought for you since you've been kind of shut in. And he's just like, no. You know, like, hey, can you go up and grab the door? I can't actually.
Run.
You know, just like scared and like freaking out. So fucking good.
It's like on FX's The League when Taco got a toilet seat made out of cocaine and he didn't realize why he didn't ever want to move off of it.
Yeah.
You know, like exactly in FX's like The League. It's exactly
the
like
Lovecraftian,
that.
You know. FX, all the from Lovecraftian series on FX there.
Yeah.
super like that is
the target. So the reason they do that, the target immobilized, the Chthonian erupts through the floor and collects its due.
It's due. Come on. This is a really well-written monstrous manual. Like, yeah. There's word choices, man.
It claims its reward.
But like my favorite, my all-time favorite Michael Cooperman jokes where he's like, word choice is important. Shakespeare said to be or not to be. He didn't say I'm farting my way to the beat off bonanza. One of the best jokes. Shakespeare could have said that.
Well, yeah. And so, he would have invented like seven different terms.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. Just the list of things that like Shakespeare, the words he invented, beat off bonanza. Forsooth.
Pray tell.
Sounds, beat off bonanza.
Do mine eyeballs lie to me?
Tis a beat off bonanza. Other than that, there's not a whole lot more to these guys, except for the fact that they're geodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're babies. So like such an instant hook.
Mm-hmm.
Like Martin comes in with his geode, he's like, my geode will be respected. And then when the geode isn't respected, a fucking 1d8 tentacles show up, hit Mrs. Krabapple in the face and suck out her vital fluids.
Yeah,
you know?
good luck getting that constitution back. Oh wait, you can't.
Yeah, Seymour Skinner.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.